Allen Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, June 20th, 2016. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, ladies, I trust that you, again, are all being drivers of your success vehicle. Now, what vehicle am I talking about? Is it a car? Is it a plane? Is it a truck? Absolutely not. The vehicle lies within you. You are responsible for your own success. And so it's important that you drive your success vehicle and not allow anyone else to dictate, anyone else to supervise or drive you to make decisions for your business that are not in its best interest. You alone must be the driver. You are the leader. And, you know, I talked a lot this month about the difference between the driver and the passenger of an actual vehicle, right? So it's like you're sitting in a car as the passenger, and the person who's driving, you're not really paying attention of where they're going. You're not even inside of their mind to interpret which route they're actually going to take to get to where you guys are going, right? As a matter of fact, you may not even know where you're going. However, when you're the passenger, if you'll think about it, you have an opportunity to kind of relax and be a little bit lazy and not be so much concerned with driving the vehicle as much concerned as you are with what you are seeing on the route to wherever you're going. So you're looking out of the passenger side, front passenger side's window, and you're paying attention to the scenery, the trees, all of the different things that are going on, but you're not paying attention to again, what the driver is doing. And so as you can see with this analysis, if you do that with your business, if you don't pay attention to your business, the same thing is going to happen. Other influences are going to be over your business. Life itself is going to be over your business. And, you know, I've talked also about the thing that time within itself keeps moving. There is nothing that you can possibly do at all. This is a fact. There's nothing that you can do to recapture time. It's going to keep on moving whether you do something during that time frame or not. And so when you're not the driver of your business, time itself is just going to keep moving, and it will be for you empty space that was unused. And of course, if you do that too long with your business, you are truly going to not only regret it, but you're going to experience and see that you don't have any profit coming into your business. There are certain things that are just not going on in your business. And so, again, it's important for you to be the driver of your success vehicle. And that vehicle is you. And you better believe that when it comes right down to it, things are not happening in your business. You only have yourself to look at, right? So that's why it's so important that you accept that leadership responsibility now. Our theme all during the month of June has been proactivity, the secret to getting things done. And, you know, I've talked about the fact that who doesn't want to be successful, right? I know I do. Each of us have the freedom and the opportunity to pursue our dreams and goals, but why is it that some business women are not able to do it swiftly while others are lagging behind months, years, and yes, even decades? You know, women are just not able to pick it up, and it takes them far away from what they originally wanted to do. But then, you know, you have a lot of people too. They're able to just put their mind to it, plan it out, put it on paper, and make it happen. So I want to provide you guys with tools with ideas and resources to make things happen faster. And so this last couple of Mondays, what I've done is I've given you, each of those Mondays, I've given you five ways to become better proactive. So it was 10 ways overall. And so what I want to do is encourage you, if you've not listened to the last two broadcasts, go ahead and go to successfulwomanradio.com when you have the opportunity. And just over in the right-hand column, click on the last two Mondays broadcast, and you will get all 10 ways. Between those two broadcasts, you'll get all 10 ways to become better proactive. Well, this is going to be a short show today. It's 30 minutes, so the show will be ending at 12:30. So now is a really, really good time for you guys to get on over on another line and call at least one person that you know needs to be blessed today. They need better information to be more proactive in their business. They've been telling you, hey, I've got to change something because my business is not growing. It's not making money. Or perhaps somebody's telling you, you know, I need motivation. Well, this is definitely the place to get it. Every Monday at Successful Woman Radio, we give you your dose of inspiration, motivation, and ways to start making things pop, make things happen in your business. So this is a great time. Go ahead, flash over on another line and have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, for those of you with a pen in hand, 347-637-2589 is the show phone number, and you can flash over and call at least one person and have them to join in. For those of you that are listening from your smart devices, that's right, you know what to do. Go to your favorite social media outlet and simply pop or post Successful Woman Radio on the air live, listen, and then just post the number 347-637-2589, or you can also drop the link that they can listen to directly from their smart device, which is blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled together and all the way out, okay? Of course, I've got Taking Control in 2016, five Take Control questions for you today. And I also have a book excerpt from Letting Go of Your Bananas. This will be the last excerpt, and then we'll be introducing a new book come next week. And then, of course, I have Proactivity, the Power of Systems. Go ahead and get started with those five take control questions. You know, those questions that help you to get better clarity about where you need to be this week. Starting with question number one, am I clear on my business goals this week? Again, am I clear on my business goals this week? You know what you need to do, right? On every Sunday, you should be mapping out whether or not the activities in your calendar are actually going to help or enhance you accomplishing your goals by Friday. Here's number two. Have I identified the tasks necessary to accomplish my goals? That's right. Tasks are very, very important. And as I constantly mention to all of you who are listening, tasks really are the sparks to the flame of your success. And of course, goals themselves are the flame. They flame and hold a vigil up under your vision until it's accomplished. Here's number three. Am I being the leader of my business? Well, this is so very, very important. And this month's topic, proactivity, you know, getting things done. That's what being a leader is all about. As a leader, proactivity is one of the most important things that you can have. You must develop that habit. Number four, am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Now, these four things are very important. Why? Because it's the tell the truth time with these four things. If you're not getting leads, if you're not getting opportunities, calls, and emails, then ladies, it's time for you to go back to the drawing board and figure out why and come up with solutions to better work your business. And you're going to get some of those solutions today as we talk about the system, the power of systems. I'm going to be giving you eight ways to develop your system. So make sure you grab your Successful Woman Radio journal that you might be keeping or a pen and notepad. And of course, here's number five and five take control questions. Am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? Now, you know, I've had individuals to email me on this, and I always extend at this particular point in sharing these five take control questions, I always extend to all of you who are listening that if you have not had a power talk with me this year, then you need to go ahead and you need to sign up for it. Now, what is a power talk? Well, the reason why I bring it up is because allowing the numbers to tell you the truth is two things. One, it's all about making sure you look at your checking account and making sure that the numbers reflect what you want. When they don't, you need to figure out how you're going to get more business coming into your business. The second thing is you need to be doing a cash flow analysis for your business. Now, there are two types of cash flows. You can either do a projected cash flow analysis, which, you know, you can project based on some changes in your business and the amount of money you would like to see coming in. You can figure out what you're going to have to do, or you can do a real-time cash flow analysis to take a look at what's happening in your business and determine whether or not you need to change your sales goals, or you need to create all new sales goals, and how many customers you actually need to get things popping in your business. So again, allowing the numbers to tell you the truth is very, very important. And so as it pertains to a power talk is a 30 to 45 minute energized coaching session that I do. And I'm offering one free to every businesswoman per year. Of course, a lot of people take advantage of that. And once you've had a free one, then of course, you know, I try to encourage you to join Women About Biz so that you can get more coaching sessions, more bang for the buck, right? And so during this power talk, you can use it to allow me to help you figure out perhaps your current cash flow system and how you can read your cash flow projection. So again, take advantage of that. Now, to do that, all you need to do is head on over to womenaboutbiz.com. That's womenaboutbiz.com. And then once you get there, in the top right menu bar, click on coaching. Once you click on coaching, you'll be in the coaching section, of course, and look over in the right-hand column, and you will see the link right there, schedule a power talk. That's what it says. So when you do that, you can schedule a power talk with me. It's no cost to you, but I can tell you that it will change your way of thinking about business once we have that energized session. So what are you waiting for? Make sure you go on over and schedule that power talk with yourself or for yourself today. So there you have it, ladies, the five take control questions. You know, it's all about keeping focused on your goals. It's all about knowing the results that you want to see, keeping the end in mind. That's what it's all about on the journey of business. And of course, when you are the driver of your success vehicle, when you take that responsibility as a leader, then you're going to make sure not only that you ask these type of take control questions of yourself, but you're going to make sure that you're constantly holding yourself accountable. It's 12:13 after the hour. I want to remind everyone that the show is going to be short today. We'll be ending at 12:30. I want to go ahead and just quickly go over our book excerpt for today of Letting Go of Your Bananas. As you know, Letting Go of Your Bananas was written by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin, and it's just an awesome book to read. The book itself is less than 150 pages, and it's a quick read, but it's one of those books where you want to go over and over again because it gives you so many aha moments about where you need to be at in your life and your business. So this book is all about how to become more successful by getting rid of everything rotten in your life. Of course, he likens it to bananas. And I've told the story about how he came up with the topic. And again, I encourage all of you who are listening to go ahead and go to successfulwomanradio.com. And over in the right-hand corner, you can listen at our broadcast for this month. This topic is so important in the book, key number 10, future vision. The author says, if you want to leave your rotten bananas behind you, it is extremely important to spend the majority of your time, effort, and energy on where you are going rather than where you have been. Because you are able to think only one thought at a time, when you invest your mental energy in your future, future. It's okay, he says, to reminisce and recall the wonderful experiences of your past. However, when you divert your mental energy to those things that were limiting or negative, you run the risk of repeating bad behaviors. We become what we think about the most of the time, and the things that we focus on are likely to become our destiny. Remember, thoughts are things and thoughts have power and energy. So be mindful of your thoughts because what you think about comes about. That means that you literally have to discipline yourself to monitor your thoughts as well as the words you use to express your thoughts and feelings. Your words, he says, are a direct reflection of the quality of your thoughts and will always reflect the quality of your mental attitude. To shed the past, he says, effectively and dramatically improve the quality of every aspect of your life going forward, you must spend the majority of your time paying attention to the moment and the remainder of your time on the future. Basically, all we have is now. In order for us to enjoy all of the good things in life, we must be appreciative of what we have and recognize that each moment of life is a gift that can be taken away from us at any moment. That reality is not designed to alarm or depress you. Its purpose is to make certain that you divide your mental energy between what you have and what you can prepare for in the future. And while sometimes our lives are filled with surprises, some more positive than others, for the most part, when it comes to designing your future, you get experience from what you focus the majority of your energy on. Because our words trigger our visual images and our visual images trigger our thoughts, the more actively we concentrate on what we want and the less we cling to the things that are not working in our lives, the closer we move to achieving a more greater and satisfying life. So condition yourself, he says, to pay more attention to what you invest your mental energy in and watch your words. They are the mirrors of your thoughts. The more you focus on what you want and only what you want, the more you will notice how much more fun life becomes. It's a case of mind over matter and mind over mouth. If it's not important, don't focus your mental energy on it. And if it's not worth mentioning, keep your mouth shut. He says, it has taken me years to discipline myself not to say some of the things that run through my mind. I have learned that when it comes to personal and professional success, people are far more impressed by the things I do than by what I say. And the more I have learned to become the master of my thoughts, the easier my life has become. The key is to stay in the moment and enjoy it for what it offers and plan like crazy for your future. After all, the future is where you will be spending the rest of your life. And as you plan, remember the old expression, man plans and God laughs. When it comes to the future, he says, some things are just beyond our ability to understand or control. There are times when you have to ride out the storm, hold on tight, and maintain the belief that everything that takes place in your life is designed either to teach you a lesson or strengthen you for the challenges of the future. In order for you to create a new and better vision for life and achieve future vision, you must spend a little bit of time each day mentally rehearsing your desired results. In other words, you need to see your future in your mind's eye before you can ever live in the reality of your vision. The willingness to envision what you want for yourself on a daily basis is essential if you want to alter your life dramatically for the better. Life is perceptual, an illusion, a creation of our imagination, or simply buying into the beliefs of how others think we should be. What we see in our own existence, others may see entirely differently. Your limitless ability to create a new vision for your life by using your powers of visualization will astonish you, and nothing on earth will make your dreams come true more than the belief that you deserve the things you desire. He says, once you come to the realization that your thoughts and imagination have the power to alter your destiny, you are armed with a very powerful weapon. Change your mind and you can change your life. Change what you see in your mind and you change your destiny. If you are dedicated to incorporating future vision into your life, tomorrow is like an unwritten newspaper. You get to determine your future and create a new reality for yourself. And at the very moment you can see and imagine a better future for yourself, you have taken a giant step toward personal growth and a life without limitations. Isn't that wonderful? So it's so very, very important to keep your mind focused, ladies, on where you want to go. There's so many rotten things that you could be holding on to in life, but it is time to let it go. He says, remember, very few people in life can achieve greatness on their own. Life change tends to be a team effort, and the more people you have encouraging you, the more you will be inclined to take the steps necessary to craft a better, brighter future for yourself. Lastly, as we end our reading on letting go of your bananas, I want to give you key number 10, future vision, some things that I took from this chapter. And in summary, he says, focus only on what you really want. Next, vividly imagine yourself living the life of your dreams. And then he says, put your future vision on paper. Remember, if it's not in writing, it does not exist. And you know, ladies, I talk about that all the time, how when you have a vision inside of your mind, it resides within your spiritual realm, but you've got to get it out of your head and into the earthly realm where you are now. And the only way you can do that is by writing it down. He says, sell your vision to at least one important person in your life and think of yourself as totally deserving of the life you see yourself living. Next, never hesitate to act on opportunities when they present themselves. And lastly, remain purposeful, passionate, and pervasive. Nothing has any meaning beyond the meaning you give it. So, ladies, it's time to let go of your bananas. Again, I want to encourage you to add letting go of your bananas to your success library, and you can get it off of Amazon.com. I've gone to the bookstore and a couple of other places, but really Amazon is the primary source for you to get your very own copy. And I can guarantee you, you will go back and read this book over and over. 12:22 after the hour, I want to give a big shout out to Aneri Bellamy. I had a wonderful time with her in Charlotte, North Carolina this past week, and I'm excited to announce that Women About Biz will be coming to Charlotte. So if you are in the North Carolina area, or if you know someone in the Charlotte area, let them know that Women About Biz is setting up shop in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we will be starting our very own chapter there. So very, very excited. And a big shout out to Aneri for showing me around. And she will be hosting Business Women's Night Out and other business events there in the Charlotte area. So I'm so very, very excited about that. I want to go ahead right now and I want to cover proactivity, the power of systems. And that's our topic for today. I have had many people to ask me, how do I stay so organized, or how do I accomplish so many things with Women About Biz? And of course, the answer is that I have learned how to use the power of systems, right? For anything that you want to accomplish, you have to have a system in place, and you have to have it working for you from beginning to end. This means from the start of an idea or project, you must first sit down and write out your system. That's right. And below are 8 ways. I want to give you 8 ways to do that. Number one, write down the end result of what you are wanting to achieve. Now, this may be more than 1, 2, 3 things. It may be multiple things, right? But first, you have to write the end result down. This is your overall business vision of where you want to see yourself. And if you're talking about your business, it's for the rest of this year. Where do you want to see yourself by the end of December? Number two, write down the milestone or the deadline of when you would like to see your ideas or projects completed. Okay, so for each visualization that you have, you need to put a deadline to it. You need to say, okay, here's my vision, and this is when I would like to see it happen or come to pass. Number three, of course, something that should be familiar to you as I talked about taking control today, list all tasks that are associated with completing the goal. You need to make sure that you have the right kind of to-do items supporting the goals that are going to support what it is that you want to achieve, right? And number four, plot all deadlines and tasks in your master calendar, okay? Now, here's something in number five that you need to know. You need to identify which tasks you'll complete and which ones you'll delegate. See, when you delegate or contract someone to do a task, you have to still always set a deadline to hold that individual accountable. So that's very, very important, because remember, even as I read in Letting Go of Your Bananas just now, you can't do everything by yourself. You're going to have a team that will help you take it to the next level. Here's number six. List any challenges that might prevent you from accomplishing, you know, any of your goals and tasks, which is so very, very important. This is a big reason why I think that procrastination settles or sets in for a lot of people. It's because they, you know, they put the task in the planner, in the time management planner, but they never ask themselves, is there a challenge here presenting itself, or can I do this, or have I already worked out how I'm going to accomplish the task? Am I going to delegate it or keep it? So again, you have to make sure you list any challenges that might be preventing you from accomplishing the task or the goal. Number seven, of course, is always going to be about finding solutions to the challenges. And then number eight, make a list of people that can serve as support or assist you in making it happen for yourself. This is so very, very important. Ladies, creating a system prior to implementing an idea or project is going to help you to decrease procrastination and help you stay focused as well as organized. You know, when I talk about creating a master calendar to help hold yourself accountable and making sure that before you put any items in your calendar, you need to make sure that you have covered all of the challenges and found those solutions. It's very important to do that. You know, another thing that I want to mention is that you can't, again, do everything by yourself. So don't forget, I want to reinforce that you must develop that power team of individuals, okay? I've talked about power team concept before and how you have to have people on your team that can help you get things done, and that is so true. Lastly, I want to remind you, as I talk about the power of systems, I want to remind you that if you're not buying into or embracing this thought about the power of systems, I want you to take a look around you. Okay, if you're outside or have a window, look outside, okay, because that's something I want you to understand. This earth, this universe that we live in, it is designed in a system, right? And it works in a system. From the sun rising to the sun going down, from the moon to the stars, from the tides of the ocean, we all live in a system. Our body is a system. Our heart, our lungs, our kidneys, our blood flow system all functions in a system, right? So God is really giving us the keys here to a very successful life, which is to put our lives in a system, to create our system. See, God has created the earth. He's created everything. He's given us the opportunity to live in it. He's even created time, which is testimony to us that we are in existence, that we have a purpose. He's giving us that. So it's our responsibility to ensure that for whatever it is that we want to accomplish in life, that we first take it out of our spiritual mind, bring it into the earthly realm, right, by writing it down, and then creating a system in which our vision is going to reside and accomplish itself. So that is why I believe strongly that in order to be proactive, in order for you to be successful both financially, both health-wise and in life, you must develop a system. And I hope that you guys receive that with all of the love that I am giving it to you. I want to quickly let you know about some of the things that are going on over at Women About Biz before we end the show. If you're in the Atlanta area, you need to definitely come on out tonight to the Business Women's Night Out Lithonia at TGI Friday Stonecrest. We'd love to have you. And then tomorrow on June 21st is the Business Women's Night Out Cobb. Also, if you're not able to make it out live or if you're outside of the Atlanta area, don't forget we have the Busy Woman's Virtual Networking, which happens at 8 p.m. on tomorrow evening. And then coming up on Wednesday the 22nd, I have our free Lunch and Learn teleclass, The Power of Follow-Up. I got a lot of great new stuff I want to share with you. So ladies, please make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and check out all of the different teleclasses, networking events, group coaching, and different things that we have to empower you to be all you need to be for your business. Well, that's all I have for today. I want to thank you so much for listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Don't forget, you can listen to any of our broadcasts over at successfulwomanradio.com. You can schedule your power talk again by going to womenaboutbiz.com and clicking on coaching and then schedule your power talk. I look forward to connecting with all of you on next Monday as we continue on with proactivity. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.